So I was basically going to prepare myself for college, which I was going to Northwestern because it was a theater school. And in the summertime in Fort Wayne, the summer theater was musicals. And I didn't really know I could sing. I knew I could sing in choruses, which I did in with groups. I sang with the Chansonettes, the Northside Chansonettes. And there were four of us. It was a quartet. And it was a great thing to do in high school because we got to sing all over, and we were pretty good. So we did a lot of performing. And then I began to do musicals at what was called the Summer Theater, the Fort Wayne Summer Theater in Franke Park. And Franke Park was the big musical outdoor theater. And sometimes they brought in professional directors and choreographers and people to do that. And my first one was with a couple who came in, and they were probably singularly the most important people in my world in theater, and I'll tell you why. It was Ben Tarver and Charlene Tarver. Ben was taught at NYU, and he came to do the big musicals. And Charlene Tarver was a choreographer, and she taught with Hanya Holm. And she taught Hanya Holm's children's classes in New York. So they were established New York director and choreographer couple. They lived in the Village, and I began to do more things for them. And the first one, the first lead I ever had, the first musical lead was Annie and Annie Get Your Gun. And that was really something. That was something to do. That was really, really exciting. And of course, there's no business like show business is in there. And of course, I sang that with gusto and had a grand time doing that summer. And so that was the first one. And then I did Paint Your Wagon, Jennifer and Paint Your Wagon, a couple of years later. And then I went to the Kansas City Starlight, which you've covered before. So it was a very important time to really begin to do leads in musicals. And with Ben and Charlene there, and them also living in New York, made it very important for me because I needed to make the adjustment. I was working in a steel mill, during the summer to make money for college. And at the same time, I was for 2 years. And then I got into the bigger parts in Fort Wayne. So Ben and Charlene became my mentors, and Charlene particularly helped me so much with dance because she introduced me to modern dance, and I wasn't that good a dancer to be a ballet dancer, even though I'd studied ballet. But modern was much better for me because it was my positioning and my the work the dance itself was easier. I had great what we called porte-bras, which is the upper arms and the hands. I had great porte-bras, but I never ever was terribly good. I never studied tap, which I should have and would like to have studied, but it didn't. But I did study modern, and it got me through when I had to show up for a dance audition. And so when, after about 3 summers there, before I went to the Kansas City Starlight, Charlene and Ben were really, really crucial in encouraging me to go into the theater professionally. And I had a great voice. I don't mean that in any kind of bragging way, but I was blessed with a big belt voice. So my audition song was Johnny One Note. Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this, and then let forth with this huge high C. I mean, big belt C. So that began the connection with Ben and Charlene, and they said, when I graduated from college, which I graduated from Northwestern in 62, having been 2 summers at the Kansas City Starlight before that, so I came to New York to live with them in fall of 62 with my equity card. So that was a big thing, and I didn't really realize that until I now know how people have to sometimes suffer for theater, for equity cards to get to work professionally. But I did, and then began the 4 years, and Ben and Charlene said, you must stay with us till you get yourself settled. So I did. I came, moved in with them. They had a back room. They were at right on 8th Street, which was East 8th Street, which was the, you know, the heart of the village, in 1962. And that began it, and began my world with them.